Blog Talk Radio.
Yup. We can have fun on the dark side,
yes,
too. It's okay.
We can.
I'm drinking.
Drinking.
I'm smoking.
Smoking.
I'm popping pills.
Popping pills.
I am so fucking turned
is
up
what
right
it
now.
Is.
Let's go. Daggers in the building, things are feeling so hype. Drunk, high, everybody gon' like me. Fresh pair of Nikes, LA fit. About to do my new dance, come along if you will. One step forward, one step back. Shake it, shake it, shake it like you just smoked crack. Hands up like you got Jack, move him in a circle. Hands on my waist, lean with it like Urkel. Slide, slide, dip, skip, slide, slide, dip. Twist, put your right foot in, take your right foot out.
Fuck,
everybody grab somebody, go ahead and work it out. Show me what you all about, we all here to party. I'm on one, off that 151 Bacardi. Smoking the best, without the drama stress. We all sweating like a dumb nigga taking a test.
Damn, I'm turned, acting first. If you not, this thing don't work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg. No reach for your body, yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want to party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm winning, just
hang on, here we go. Are we having fun yet?
Yeah,
good.
I ain't done yet.
Getting fucked up, yeah, I like that subject. Keep it in my budget, cause the game is a cold bitch. If you want to fuck a right, gotta throw the right pitch. Niggas, snitch, bitches, bitch, we all want to get rich. Too many motherfuckers be up on that. I'm in the party trying to calm my nerves. Waitress, bring both drinks.
Just got served. Yep.
Now I'm gonna groove cause I'm hot this tipsy. About to do my new dance.
Who's coming with me?
One step forward, slide, slide, lean with it like you in the car. Yep. Left, ride, hope I drank up real high. Hurry up, get a sip, gas break, dip.
Go slide the wheel.
Niggas getting hot like we up in the bay.
Yep.
Yeah, I got mad love, but I'm representing LA.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt.
Daggers, if you not, no, it ain't just work. You and your
no,
niggas dance like that.
No, 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 no,
I got my bitches in here too, you feel me?
Right.
Come on now. Ladies, let's show what you motherfuckers, what we work with. Y'all talking about?
Nigga, step aside, make room for the lady. You know we looking good, so you looking all crazy. Trust you, pay me, show me where the money at. Nigga, drop a sack if you wanna see my ass clap. Off a pill too, not a bitch you wanna step through. Money does a lot, already know addictive. Thinking I'm a dumb gun, better find a young one. Now I'm gonna dance.
Wait,
what?
Light, camera, action.
Take one step then, show my heels off, give myself a hug. Hands on my waist,
wiggle, 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 pop it.
Hands on my knees, bend it over while I arch it. Pick it up and drop it. Like you wanna make a profit, hands high, high, like you're ready for the spotlight. Military boy, y'all left, right.
Damn,
left,
I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this ain't gon' work. No, don't jerk, don't smack, no leg, no Ricky, your body. Yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want a party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm winning, hang on.
Here we
can
go.
Can I get any higher? Damn, so wired. Pills got me feeling like my clothes on fire.
Root to the Dodgers, kill for the Lakers. A hater, still a hater, even if it makes paper. And they both real deep, they don't know how not to. Take your ass home like a nigga with a curfew. I don't want to hurt you, want to ride my higher. Find a real freak, take it back to my hideout. Working like a child, see, I best see fans. But before I leave the party, I gotta do my dance. Jumping to the left, cause I'm way past 50. One step forward, do a 360. Do a little shuffle, show a little muscle. Throw your hands up like a nigga wanna tussle. Don't want any trouble, cause we all in the zone. So I stay going hard, it's lonely at home.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this thing gon' work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg. No Ricky, your body, yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want a party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm with it, then hang on, here we
told
go.
Y'all.
Oh shit, I'm fucked up, y'all.
Hope y'all have fun. I really do. And if not, I don't care. Shit, that shit was fun for me.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing, a pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? does pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West Coast. Bang Out Radio.
What's cracking, y'all? Slap Sundays. The Dagger. LA, West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. I'm in a better mood than I was earlier this week. But, you know, because there's just a lot of shit been going on. It's just crazy right now. You know, the Lakers moving on to the next round. The Clippers moving on to the next round. So, y'all better watch out. You know, we're coming from Oklahoma and San Antonio next. Because what I'm hoping for, what I want to see LA go against LA in the West Coast Finals. That's what I want to see. And then, of course, the Lakers put it down on their little brother Clippers. But that's just me. So we got to see what's about to happen with that. As I do as always, shout out to Boss Lady herself, Topaz DeShay. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slash Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays. Y'all know, girls doing a lot of things. X and B models got it cracking right about now. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. And don't forget about the award show. The tickets will be going on sale pretty soon. So, like I said, make sure you get yours for the Independent Music Awards. Independent Artist Music Awards, all right? Because it's going to be popping, all right? So make sure you're there. What else? Shout out to all independent artists, point blank, period. Again, without y'all doing what y'all be doing, I wouldn't have no music to play, you know, because like I said, I can't fucking stand the actual radio. I really can't. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing, making these slappers, these hood knockers, these bangers. So I got something to play, so we got something we can slap over here on Slap Sundays, all right? And then shout out, finally, you know, to anybody that just listens to my voice. If you tune in, if you listen, just if you don't got to be an artist, like I said, if you just like what you hear, you like the music that you hear, support independent artists, support the show. All I ask y'all to do is talk about the show. That's all I ask, all right? Just tell your friend about it, because nobody's going to believe me. I keep trying to tell y'all this. Nobody's going to believe me when I say I got a good show, because I think it's a pretty cool show. I think it's pretty cool, but nobody's going to believe me. They're going to believe y'all. So y'all got to tell them it's a cool-ass show, and then, you know, maybe we'll get some more shit. But y'all have been talking about it, though. A lot of people, I know the numbers are getting up a little bit. You know, a lot of people click into the show. Y'all tell them to go back. Make sure y'all share it on y'all Twitters. Whatever y'all got, help your boy out. And I'm also getting my YouTube cracking, just in case you didn't know. I record my shows now, all right? So if you want to see what it looks like, what I'm doing on my end of things, when I'm talking to people on the show and what I'll be doing in the garage or wherever I'm on location or whatever, check out my YouTube, all right? You can get through it probably through my Facebook. Let's see. I'm going to post on my YouTube link too as well. Through my Facebook links. Make sure you at least add me on Facebook, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That's where you also send in your music, Dagger's Beauties, if you want to send in your pictures, try to be Dagger's Beauty, producers, directors. Anybody that's trying to fuck with the Dagger and Slash Sundays and Bang Out Radio, get at me on that email, all right? And, of course, if you want to tune into the show, 661-621-7559, you can either chill in the queue or you can press 1 to holler at me. And, yes, it is Mother's Day, so shout out to all the mothers out there, all right? Happy Mother's Day, but we are going to keep it real on Slap Sunday. You know, we're going to talk about the positive about mothers. We're going to talk about some negative-ass mothers. You know, I may even bring back, you know, we're going to snap, too. Y'all remember snaps? You know, your mama jokes? Later on, we're going to get to the your mamas, and we're going to see if we can bring some funny shit back, all right? Because it's Mama's Day today, so that's what we are. But since I already got a call in deck real quick before I get to some new music, because I do got new music this week I want to get to, let's see who we got out here in the building. Straight out to 646-2044. Hold on, you got Dagger, what it do?
Hey, what's good, Dagger? You already know what it is. Lion in the building once again.
The Lion's in the building. What it do, Pepe? How you feeling today?
I'm chilling. I'm mad wavy. Two blunts in the system. I'm still reserving. I don't even know what my boy brought over, but I got the dent in the building.
Okay. Everybody up in there, that's what I like to hear. Chilling, maxing, relaxing. For those that don't know, man, like I said, wait. Hello?
We smack. It's the general. You already know.
What it do, y'all checking in early. For those that don't know, you know where they can find y'all. Let them know they can find y'all music and, you know, y'all links and everything real quick. You know how it go down.
You find me at Twitter, Big Daddy J. Big Daddy with a I instead of a Y underscore J.
All right. For sure. And the music and everything's through there, right?
Yeah. Oh, my nigga Mark Wall over here. Mark Well, shout out to Real Deal Gang, Real Deal Entertainment. Shout out to my cousin J-Rock, you know what I mean, doing his thing out on the West Coast. You can look him up on Facebook, Real Deal Rock. That's all one word. You know what I mean, Real Deal Entertainment. Look it up. YouTube, 2 Gooch, number 2, Gooch, G-O-O-T-C-H. All right. One word, look it up. We shooting videos. Real Deal Entertainment. We spitting on these beats. You already know, son.
Let them know, y'all. That's all I'm talking about, man. So, yeah, now the Lion's Den. Now that we got the full Lion's Den, man. Lion, you got to remix the cypher for me, man. We got the Lion on there, but we need the whole den on there now.
Nah, I sent you General's track.
Okay. My bad, then I gotta check the email then. Okay, for sure. I'm gonna make sure I check that out. But for sure, like I said, we starting off Slap Sundays properly. Got the Lion and the Lion's Den checking in with me today, hanging out for right now. And I got this brand new music out here, my nigga Reznok, straight out of I forget where he's from, y'all. My bad. But the boy got talent, the boy got skills. We're gonna set up some interviews with my man. We're gonna get him in here to holler at me. But yeah, y'all check this out. Brand new music here on Slap Sundays. Reznok, tippy toe. Let's go.
Okay. Yeah, let me get in this again. Zippy, tippy toe with damned if I ain't. Light on my feet like a young semi day. Put the ramps in the pack, so for me it's more cheese. But I ain't tap dancing, I'm just stopping off my sneaks. No, I can't teach my swag, it's heaven. So when I be in a room, they're irrelevant. No, I don't rap, I recite how I'm living it. You hear a couple songs, mess around, think we best friends. Even as a little me, I was a little different. You in the little toys, I was up in little women. I was falling hard, you were still trying to scrimmage. While you were thinking about it, I was teaching how I did it. Now I ain't the blueprint, oh, got it locked down. I'm just trying to decrypt everything. I just keep it real, I ain't really into acting now. But if you want the fake, listen, use my back now.
Pulling out seeds while I'm bagging up these plants.
my roots lie in the back alley steps. Fucking one time, so no time in the pen before I picked up the pen and the rhyme and began. I was in that white van, straight trapped to gin. On the road to riches, took many lefts. So much so, I'm doing laps around myself. Either that or I've been where I'm going. And the only thing I'm doing right now is retracing my steps. Might be too much for your brain to digest. So I break it down before I digress. I'm so far ahead with all of these concepts that I'm having a little trouble keeping up with myself. Let's move to the future right here in the flesh. Body tagged up, thought I smell like success. My earlobe stretched, so I'm ready for the sprint. But my balls so big, I take bold like a chest. Feeling like a star, don't belong on the bench. But I raise a benchmark with every rhyme that I spit. Ain't talk about nothing if you really listening. How you gonna make millions if you can't make sense? I ain't trying to confuse you, trying to pay the rent. I work myself to death, just hustling to live. I'm on a whole nother level of what realness is. What y'all write in your rap, I really done did. I move through the sharks with cuts on my wrist. Tangle with bears that I never miss a step. Wrestle with the lions, starving to death. All before lunch, somebody tell me what's next. I'm way past hungry, on my last breath. So used to the pain, I look forward to the stress. I gotta be right, only one thing left. I'ma just be told all the way to the end zone. Yes.
Told y'all, man, brand new, Reznock. I want to say Connecticut. I want to say Connecticut is one of them states. I want to say Connecticut, but don't quote me on that. Let me check my sources, and then I'll get back to y'all on that. But Reznock, y'all, Tippy Toe, got a lot of new music from him as well, and brand new music right here from my boy Asher Martin. Take off. Burn. Let's go.
D-Mac in this thing, cuz in this thing, Chiefs on the bed.
Okay, I've been a star for my business card, getting 3 awards, yeah, I'm flexing hard. Locked in the yard, a fresh shot, the bop, my style is perfect, like the boy from Law. My red box, a Kevin Hart, left at my paint, where do I start? I done came from nothing, look what I got, now I'm taking off like an astronaut. Seriously, when you look at me, you can tell the weak, I'm not the same. Look in the mirror, and I'm off the frame, look in the same, and you're something plain. Do she, I really wanna do me, bags under my ass, call them Gucci and Louis. Shit, big boy banking, all I think is Franklin. Some of my ice are Negro, some of my ice Caucasian. $1 million blanket, my daddy need a blanket, my baby needs some shoes, and my mama deserve a nice. Like, hold up, that boy ain't Ashton. Like, take off, life come on, that's action. You do it for
I'm gripping on the mic so hard that my fingers breaking. The lyrics so cold that no one cares what singer's making. These other rappers faker than the Jerry Springer station. This rap will get better, just make sure you bring your patience. Yeah, I said patience, I've arrived, stop the waiting. You can keep the hating, that gives me motivation. The dragon has awakened, spitting fire in your face. And now you looking like you shaking, this music has you taken.
Well, where is this taking me?
A desolate wasteland, give me my space, man. I'm higher than a spaceman. This is so easy, man, I'm feeling like a caveman. I got people rolling even more than a rave can.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm getting really wild. I learned how to freestyle really early as a child. Before I could walk, I was flowing like the Nile. I came here to talk so we could be here for a while. So listen, motherfuckers, stupid suckers causing ruckus. Eat you up like hummus. To sum this up, don't fuck with us. You'll get thrown under the bus. If we have to hear your fuss, I'll pop you like a pimple and your head will be the pus.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ
I'll leave the flow torn, ripped up like it's lacerated. Right when I was born I spit it, and that's not exaggerated. I can tell this got you mad, it's so bad you have to hate it. Now your girl's wanting more, my flow has her infatuated. Back in rap school, top of class is where I graduated. Now I'm like the principal, I'll teach you some, get educated. I'm an artist with the beat, I got this shit decorated.
Yo, is this mic working?
It's about to be annihilated. Holy shit, I'm killing it, don't lie to me, you feeling it? I'm not quitting this until I make a million, bitch. If the mic is blood, I'm spilling it. I told you I was killing it, the rap game's my empire. Give me beats and I'll be building it. I start with the beat and then it's like construction. When I'm finished you're confused like alien abductions. At least I think you will. That is my assumption. I know that the mic after this probably won't even function.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ before he leaves it broken.
You might think I'm smoking, you're right, I'm higher than the ozone. I rolled the blunt tight, smoked it, now I'm in my own zone. I break the mic in half when I flow just like my old phone. If you aren't feeling this, then bitch, you need to go home. If you don't like rap music, then you're in the wrong stadium. Give me the mic and I'll be balling up this gymnasium. Remember the name D, can't put that shit in your cranium. Going so hard on this beat, they'll rename it Titanium. I'll rep where I live too, that's in the 512. Down here, we're never scared, you think I'd hide from you? In my squad, I got my goons, we do it big. In my crew, we kick it like we've all been trained in the art of Taekwondo. Ooh, that one hurt the mic, I might have left it bruised. It's alright, this flow is tight, I'll leave the crowd amused. I talk to rap music and my music they've approved. Now that I broke this mic, I prove my flow to you.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone tell the DJ before he leaves it broken.
Yeah, I would keep rapping, but I don't think this mic's gonna be working too much longer. Y'all keep it sleazy, alright?
Peace.
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Okay, look. I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not gonna happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about?
Sir, we are a proper gentleman, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rule.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform... Oh, God, you sick little back! I will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
Hey, buddy.
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yeah, we back, y'all. The Dagger, Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio, L.A., West Coast all day. And, again, if you're just tuning in and you want to call in, 661-621-7559, just chill in the queue or you just press 1 to holler at me. And, yes, of course, that's how we always start off Slap Sundays with brand-new music, and I still got some more coming, so don't even trip. And it is Mother's Day again, so happy Mother's Day to everybody who's out there, all the mothers, and, yeah, that's what the topic of conversation is going to be. We're going to get on mamas in all kind of different ways and forms, so we're going to see what's up. But let's see if I can get my people back in here first. Hold on, we got to see Lion in the Den. Chilling, Maxie, still good?
Hell yeah.
And we got MIA checking in the building. How you doing, Ma? You good?
What's good? How you doing?
Oh, why you sound like you just woke up?
What's
okay?
up? Huh?
You sound like a cold.
My bad. I was smoking, my bad, and that shit was coming out my mouth. He was like, MIA. And you know how you always be like, oh, you be late.
This time I just thought you mid puff, huh? That's how you feel?
Yeah, you call me a mid puff. What's up, Lines Den?
What's good? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
MIA checking in. Hold on. Just got another arrival in here. I think I know who this is too, but you know, I'd rather be safe than sorry. So I'm gonna stick to my usual routine. Hold on. Let's see. I'm gonna step it up one day. I'm gonna just get y'all numbers all like on a little panel for people that call me the most, just so I can be like, you know, I can look up at my little thing like, oh, that's spam, and I just bring y'all in. But like I said, I'm lazy sometimes, so I gotta step my game up and do that. But okay. Happy Mother's Day again. So anybody do anything special? Line, you do anything special for your mama?
I went to the crib and cooked with my pops. We just had dinner there and shit, just chill.
Okay.
Nice.
MIA, what'd you do for your mama?
Well, I do things for my mom every day. I like to always keep her in memory. She passed away in 2007, so she was 47 years old. She passed away of a heart attack, so.
I do apologize. That's my bad.
Oh, it's okay. You know, I'm still living it up because we all lose somebody, you know, and one thing she did tell me is, you know, I did show her that every day was Mother's Day, and I always made sure I told her I loved her every day. And she did make a beautiful woman, so, you know.
That's a lot of pluses. So, yes, congratulations. That's good. And now I think I'll be at this shit work now. Shout out to 313-8076. We got Dagger. What to do? Take off!
What is it?
What it do, man? You just played that new one you sent me, man. Just cop through, nigga, off that burn, man. That's how you feel? That's how you feeling?
I see my Facebook slapping, man. Like niggas like that, dog, fuck what you moving, bro. They just played that burn, man. Shout out to my nigga Lions, you feel me? Straight up, dog, Lions music, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the support, you know what I'm saying? Hey, ain't
you
too much, no.
What's going on your way on this Mother's Day, man? What's going on your way this Mother's Day?
I'm just over here at the crib cooling out with my little lady right now. You feel me? Dirty Sprite, you know what I'm saying? My mama going to work, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, we just cooling out and shit, man. I'm actually about to get in the studio probably like tomorrow or something like that, man, to work on this new joint, you know what I'm saying, featuring a couple members of this Takeoff Cartel, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be called She a Freak. It's going to be a new single. It's actually made by the same producers. Painkillers is the name. That's the same ones that produced that track Burn. So it's going to be another step, you feel me? Definitely.
I was like it. You know, I'm waiting for it. You know, I'm waiting for it. For those that don't know Ashtamar, of course, I don't know by now, especially if they've been listening to my show at least. But, man, where you at, man? I know you're on Facebook. Let them know where they can find your links real quick and everything. Because they got to get part of the takeoff.
Definitely.
Well, currently, you know what I'm saying, I'm in Detroit, Michigan right now. I'm back at the home spot. You feel me? You can actually find me, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know nothing about Ashton Martin, you know what I'm saying? You definitely want to stay tuned in to the movement, man, because it's a takeoff cartel, you feel me? Ashton Martin is the brand. It's no bullshit gimmicks, you know what I'm saying? My mama blessed me with this name right here, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. And lyrically, I'm killing a lot of niggas that's in the industry right now. But, you know what I'm saying, you can see for yourself on Twitter.com/ Ashton Martin 313. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Real Ashton Martin. And if you already know what the truth is, you know what I'm saying, you want to get your boy on some features or something like that, you know what I'm saying, hosting TV shows or whatever the fuck it is, you know what I'm saying, you want some music from me, hit me up on an email at TanishaSam@ymail.com. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to T-Sound Management. It's your movement, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hard-working management team right there, y'all. So watch out for the takeoff movement. Lies in the movement. A lot of movements going on, y'all. Dagger's working on a few things himself out here on the West Coast. But, you know, I'm gonna keep my shit under wraps right now. I'm not just going to tell nobody yet. But the Dark Side mixtape is about to drop real heavy, y'all, this summer. So be on the lookout for it. But, yes, like I said, this is Slap Sundays, and we still got new slappers. So, I mean, I'm going to keep them coming. Just like my boy Lion sent me this right here, and this is brand new right here. We're over here for my nigga Lion straight out the den. We're going to beat it up real quick. Let's go.
Beat it up, beat it up.
Ah, yeah, see, the hesitation is what I don't like. This is what I'll be talking about. See, I did a nice little intro. Now, hold on, let me try to do it. Now, I got to do this. My bad, Lion, hold on. Hold up.
There we go. I usually be taught like a teacher, but I made this song for the freaks. Kids at home, they beds alone, you should probably put their ass to sleep.
Dime screaming and moaning. She's so wet, shit drowned in the pillow. She's so wet, has to swim to the middle. Ass so fat, but I swear that she little. Like when I toss her, beat her, assault her. No handcuffs, but we keeping it cordial. Now she wanna fuck, and she got a man think I really give a fuck. Nah. Meet me in the middle of the bedroom, biting on your neck, I'll give it to your Red Bull. Legs in the air, ass pinned to the wall. Camera and all, teach you with the tip till you ask for it all. Passion of all, your man's just lacking it all. Smash till we crash like cars on board. Don't fuck with them all. Contracts just for the context. You wanna have sex on the beach when the sunrise ties to the bed. She a freak, cause she like how I eat. Said I need some manners, but I'm busy getting at it. These niggas isn't adequate, they couldn't even damage it. Extravagant, that's my new nickname. Sure you wanna chill like a kick game. I just keep it live like a Knicks game. She just want more and more action. You're just of the opposite attraction. Now I
figure it out, bitch. This is lying.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, brand new some lines then, and it is funny because just FYI for y'all. I was experiencing technical difficulties. I couldn't mute people, so MIA's commentary ran in the back of the line's music. But it was kind of dope, though, because, you know, she was giving it praise and everything because that shit was knocking. And then, you know, you need to get in the studio then because I heard that, too. So that's funny. But we're going to keep it going, y'all. Hold on, I'm back. Just a little interjection because I don't want there to just be dead airspace between tracks. That wouldn't be, that wouldn't be good. But we're going to do it like this, General T. Willis, as we all, we're going to do the remixes right now. So they remixed this one for me, too, so let's make it nasty.
DJ Slick Vic.
Making nasty. Drop it on the bitch, making nasty. Making nasty. Making nasty.
I'm in this motherfucker and I don't even care. Rocking this fit in this Indian hair. Should I got these niggas coming in at least two pairs? They think it ain't fair, but nigga, you don't do fair. It don't seem right, it don't equal out. Nigga, what you talking about? You broke out something in your mouth. You can't be greedy, cause you gotta feed the needy. Shit could be misleading and looks could be deceiving. Come fast like a speedboat. Don't choke with the deep throat. Lick it on your pee hole.
Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Look, bitch, make it nasty. Never let a bubble bud, bitch, walk past. Light skin, sass, set a name, mass. Never knew it bad, but you screaming out that. Damn, in a dope game, need a Grammy. No gag, reflex me, no gag. Full play done, turn it over, I'm smashing. Nothing but song, aren't you ready for the action?
You know we get nasty when you fuck with the youngster. I'll have you singing, la 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 bumba. I'm hot like the summer, make you roll like the thunder. It's like a water fountain, man, I got that pussy running.
Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Don't trip, I'm all up in this bitch. I got my hands up and I'm shaking my shit. I've been round and round. I'm forming the crowd and the music bumping loud. Shit, I was too turned up. He had me in the gut and I was working my stuff. And if a nigga wanna fuck, you see this pussy, this kid gets stuck. Look, it's like a thing in the past. Do you really think that you can handle it fast? I can move slow and I can make it clap. But I don't know about you.
Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Brand new money, man. Gift wrap. Keep it going. Brand new music. Slap Sundays.
You make it.
music.
For free music.
Tina, have you seen this tuition bill? Morningwood Academy is charging us $30,000.
Well, it looks like we're all going to have to take second jobs. I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark. Butt scratcher? Butt scratcher? Here's your butt scratcher here. Butt scratcher?
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 What's good? This is your girl, Miss Sweetie, and this is Slap Sundays with your host, The Dagger, on Bangor Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in, listen up, L.A. West Coast all day, baby.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And, yeah, so this Slap Sundays, we chilling, we maxing. Like I said, we cool. I'm not really tripping off nothing. This Mother's Day, I can't trip too hard off anything right now. Cause actually, this week, I've heard a lot of stories from a lot of the homies, and a lot of stuff is going down that's worse than my situations right now. Now, my shit is still bad. Don't get it twisted. But, again, I can't complain when I heard some of the shit that I done heard this week. But, yeah, I might talk about it a little bit later. I'm not going to put everybody else's business out there right now. But let me bring my peoples back in. Let's see if we can get everybody in. Let's see. Lion, still good?
Yeah, apparently I'm super good.
But Lion, I said Lion, not me. Way to jump in. It's okay. Hold on. Lion. My nigga must have me on hold. We'll come back to the Lions then. The MIA, yeah, you're real good. Like, but that's my fault, not yours. That's my bad. Because, like I said, I was trying to do something. And, and you were just talking, but it was cool. It was good thing you were saying something positive. It was a good thing you liked the song. If you didn't like the song, it would have been something else. But that shit was lucky.
I'm just sitting here right now, like, damn.
And let me see. My nigga Ashton. Ashton, you still good?
Take off.
Yes, sir. Still in the building. Cool, cool. Well, like I said, since it's Mother's Day, we're talking about mamas. I'm gonna try to be positive on the first half of this, because y'all know how negative I can be on certain things. So at least for right now, for the first hour, I'm gonna try to be positive when I talk about mothers. Because I mean, like I said, I can be positive. Like I said, I have a very positive mother. She played an important role in my life. No, she was always there for me. She always provided for me, so I was lucky in that sense. She would kick my ass when I did wrong. You know, she didn't give me anything, but she gave me what I needed, if you know what I mean. So it's like I never had to rob or steal or anything like that, because I could always ask. But even when I asked, she would say no. You know, I would just get everything that I wanted. So, but like I said, I'm really thankful for having her in my life. You know, because not everybody's lucky enough to be in that situation. And But the negative part about that is that my mom tries to control my life. Like, I don't know if it's because I'm her only son. I don't know if it's because my sister, in a sense, kind of like, my sister doesn't live a messed up life. Don't get me wrong, I love my sister, but she done some stuff that we should say, that we can just say that she could have avoided. You know what I mean? Like, we'll just say it that way. And I think my mom looks at her, because, you know, my sister's 10 years older than me. So I think she looks at the stuff that she's done and the things that she's been through, and then thinks that I'm going to sit there and follow the same things and do the same things. And, you know, she tries to stop that. And I don't know. And then she's just real, like, you know, she's always into everything. Like, anything I do, she want to know why I'm doing it. Are you sure about that? Or, you know, she was one of those types that never wanted me to do anything. Like, she would just handle it. Now, keep in mind, this also, again, has its pros and cons. Like, keep in mind, my mom's a very smart woman, you know, was able to hold down a job, college, all that kind of shit. My mom been making, you know, been working. That's where my mentality comes from as far as work goes, because, like I said, my mom's been working, you know, so long as that I've known, always had a job. So that's just funny, and that's where I got that determination from, because, you know, when times was really good, mom was doing all kind of shit, you know, going on trips and, you know, field trips, you know, flying, going on cruises and shit. Like, you know, I didn't go. She leave me here, too. That's funny. Like, no, you can't go. I'm going by myself. So, like I said, she never handed me. It's not fucked up. I can respect that. You know what I mean? If I go on vacation, I ain't going to take my mama either. Like, no, you stay here.
Yeah, I can respect that, too, but I'm just saying, like, yeah.
But, you know, but she was doing her thing. And, you know, and it's cool because, like I say, that's, she's also the reason I'm the biggest, one of the biggest shit talkers or whatever. She's the reason why, like, my comebacks be so good. And people be always trying to not want to argue with me because I keep going back and forth because my mom's that type of person. I've been trained, mm-hmm. like, coming up in the house. I mean, that's just my whole family, too. But specifically, like I said, with my mom and everything, we just a bunch of shit talkers. And they can do something, my mom will talk shit and will not care, will do it to my face, you know, make sure I hear that she's talking shit, and, you know,
yeah,
always.
Yeah, that's what my mom was, too. She did not buy her tongue for nothing. She was going to say what she had to say. Like,
always,
for real.
Always cracking jokes and everything. And then, you know, coming up like that, you got to be like, hold on, you're not just going to keep talking about me. Like, you my mama and all, but hold up. But, you know, mom respects, you know, she respects it. Like, I don't talk to her crazy, but, you know, you talk to her. You know, I can be real with moms in a sense. Like, you know, mom, no, you better cut that out. You know, like, you are, you know, this, that. But she's still always just going to be moms. And that's where we butt heads is because
mm-hmm.
no matter what in her head, I guess I'm still going to forever be, like, 12 years old, 10, 12. No matter what I do, like I said, I just hit 30. You know, and how she comes at me sometimes, how she talks to me, the way she thinks I'm just supposed to do stuff and everything like that. I mean, it's like I said, it's not a grown man situation. It's not a mother asking her grown son to do certain things. It's a mother. She talks to me still like I'm a kid, and you know, I don't like that shit. That shit's not good. I don't. But like I said, that's her. So, but the good part about it is because on Mother's Day, because all I got my mama was a card. And the funny thing is that I didn't even get the card. Technically, somebody, like, stole it for me. So, but it's
oh,
okay.
No, you know, why did you go ahead and do some shit
I'm being honest with y'all, but it don't matter.
That's honest, but it's the thought that counts. But, like,
yeah, exactly.
Girl,
it don't matter where the card came from. I'm just saying, I acquired a card from my mother, you know, and my grandmother signed it, wrote a nice little note in there and everything, gave it to them. But that's what, luckily, like I said, my mom be so on her own shit that she don't even really worry about me on Mother's Day for her. You know, it's funny because she's so worried about her own mama. Like, my grandmother's in town, right? Every Mother's Day.
Nice.
Every Mother's Day, it never fails. Because my mom sends for my grandmother. Like, no, she sends for her mama. Like, mom, hop on a plane, bring your ass to Cali. You know, because my mom.
And where's she coming from?
She's coming from, like, Denver, Colorado and everything. Like, she's out there with my uncle and everything. But, I mean, majority of our family is out here on the West Coast. So my mom, every Mother's Day, sends out for my grandmother. And then, you know, my aunts come all over. Everybody all gathers around because grandma's in town. And then it's weird because when I look at grandma, like, I call her grandma, but I realize also she's a great grandmother. Like, her grandchildren got kids. Like, this shit is a fucking amazing right now. Like, I'm the
yeah,
only one that
knows. That is amazing. That's a good thing to have a big family like that, to know your great-grandmother.
So she's real happy. She likes the trips coming out here and everything. And I love it when grandma comes to visit because she's the only person that really in this family, like, really just totally respects me all the way around. Like I'm just grown. Like, grandma treat me like, man, you a man, nigga, do what you gotta do. You know. And we be all in the house and mom be trying to say something to me or whatever, and then grandma be like, grandma override mom. I love that. I love that. Leave that boy alone. Like, thank you. And I just keep going, but then.
Well, he's a grown man. Let him go. She's really from the old school.
Yeah, like, leave that boy alone. Like, it will really override my parents. And I'll be like, thank you. Like, and I just keep going about my business. But the funny thing is, like, sometimes my piece asks me to do something, and then I ignore him. But if it's something that I guess needs to be done or something like that, then, you know, grandma coming in, like, boy, go do it. And then it's like, you know, instant, like, you know, yes, no, no hesitation, no, you know, grandma tell you to go do something, you better go fucking do it. Like, that's how she taught me, because it was just funny, because when I remember coming up with my grandmother, you know, grandma didn't hesitate to slap a nigga on the head or whoop it. I told you, I'm from a family of shit talkers, and we just physical over here. So grandma, like, boy, you look stupid. Pop. Not look stupid, but you just did something stupid. She didn't beat on niggas. You know, you don't got to beat on somebody, but niggas got popped this shit every now and then, like, hard, too. You know that, oh, you felt that, you know. That's who I came up with. That's what grandma taught me. And then it's just funny because I see my little nieces and nephews, you know, her great-grandkids walking around being little badass kids. And it's funny because I'm like, grandma, you ain't going to pop that? She's like, nah, I'm too old for that now. But she'll sit there and say, like, when somebody pop these kids, she'll tell somebody to hit them. Like, somebody needs to pop her. And these are, like, my little nieces. and nephews. Like, shit is hilarious. But I love grandma.
Damn, I heard that in a long time.
I love it. Like I said, happy Mother's Day to everybody that's out there. Like I said, I wanted to be on a positive note. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my grandmother. Shout out to all real mothers out there doing their motherfucking thing, handling their business. Because, like I said, I'm on the positive note right now. Because when we get back and we get on the second hour of Slap Sundays, I'm getting on people's heads. So I just wanted to warn y'all now. But we're going to get into some new music before we still get in, before we come back and turn to the other side of the show. It's not the negative part of the show either. Don't think of it as negative. Like I said, I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm simply just speaking on things that I've observed, and I hope that somebody hears me. I hope that somebody listens. And you just want to make a change because the shit doesn't make sense to me, or at least somebody call in and make it make sense if you want to. 661-621-7559. Till in the queue. Or just press 1 to holler at me. Lion's still in the building, MIA chilling. Ashton Martin's still maxing with your boys. We're going to get right here with the Die Diva featuring Mr. Pills and Monte Carlo. Turn it up. Let's go. Can we get it on time this time? Let's see. Ha ha.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Dime Diva, Mr. Pills, Monte Carlo, y'all, man. Crazy. I tell you, I got these slappers. It's Slap Sunday. Now, Donnie Rizz is going to make y'all famous. All right, let's go.
Amazing. What you stressing around? Lauren on the deck, man. that collar, boy, cause every day I'm staying fresh. And if you can't just stop it, boy, white on white is how I roll. And I stay drained from head to toe. When you see me in a club, you best believe I'm throwing bowls. Knocking these niggas off in the crowd. Leave them off with a gap to smile. I ain't no child. Better stop playing with your one. You get a flash kick like out. All my girls in the club, go wild. All my thugs in the club, go wild. There won't be no silence now. But you can't get it straight right now. I ain't saying that the roof is rough. We can hold them hands, bro. But I ain't working my polos up. I get my fans and say, say, plus. Something like so raw and flush. Pure white like cocaine dust. KTM, you know that's us.
Guess we back, y'all. This is Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And again, if you're tuning in and you want to get on the conversation, 661-621-7559, chill in the queue or just press 1 to holler at me. But I'm going to need everybody to hold on and take a break real quick, because I did have a special guest I was supposed to call in that I see has checked in. So I got to get in interview mode real quick. Supposed to have some hot news to tell me. So let's see if we get how smooth this is going to go. Can we make it happen? Come on. I know we can do it. We can do it. We work together. Come on. Let's see. Two seconds. One of these days, like I said, I'm really gonna do it. Y'all gonna be mad at me, but because I'm really gonna just throw this shit up against the fucking wall, right? And I keep trying to reposition myself into better places where I can hopefully pick up some better reception and everything, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't seem like it's gonna work. But bam, there we go. Finally, Levi Kev. In the building.
What it is, man. What it is.
What it do, man. Thanks for being here. You know, the last time we did an official interview, like I said, you were one of my very first official interviews, like, ever, when I started doing Bang Out Radio. That's number one. That's what you were just on. Like I said, I still got the little the bio thing you sent me and everything, and that was like, shit, almost going on a year now. Almost. A couple more months.
Yeah.
So number one, for those that don't know who you are, go ahead and let them know that, number one, for sure. Who am I talking to right now?
Hey, man, it's your boy Levi Kev, H-Time representative. You know what I mean? It is what it is, a.k.a. Mr. Sex Education. It is. Thank God, pretty boy. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And then, okay, now what's changed, man? Because like I said before, I know now, like you said, I was talking to you before you got signed. You signed now. Like, you got the label now, the mixtapes, the fucking apps. Like, nigga, like, yeah. What's been going on? Let me know what's been going on in these couple of months, man. What's been going on?
Oh, man. Let me see. Of course, I got another deal from Rap-A-Lot that's on the table right now. They want me to be their first R&B artist ever. So we in talks about that. I'm launching my sex education tour in October, end of October. You know what I mean?
All right.
So, yeah, man.
That's the one that's coming out this way too, right?
Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to decide if I want to. I'll probably end the tour in L.A. Do a big, like, Bang Out Hope Day.
Uh-oh. There it is. Y'all heard it first. Y'all heard it. Like I said, but don't say things you don't mean, man. You know, we hold people to their word over here on Bang Out. You know that, right?
Hey, you know what I mean? You already know it is. It's all fam over here.
There it is. That's what I like to hear. You know we're going to come out there and shut it down, man. You know that. Oh, man. So, man, like I said, I don't even know how to interview you now, man. Like I said, I feel like I know you. So it's like doing an interview with you. It's like, you know, I don't know what any new artists on the label, anybody you trying to put out there and everything coming up under you?
Yeah, I got my partner, That Boy J, which is y'all have heard That Boy J on A Lot On My Mind. He was actually the last one on the track, so
right.
Yeah, be lookout for him. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna come soon. Of course, we got JB's all day. Right now, those are the only two ones that's right now is pushing. Of course, me and JB are going to do the Sex Education Volume 2 album, you know. So.
Just number work, huh? Working. But as you said, man, shit, you deserve it, man, of all people, man. You've been working, like I said. And
yeah.
Then,
Well, let's do the positive thing then, man. What would you have to say, you know, so the young cats trying to come up, trying to be like you, man? Like I said, I'm one of them. I'm trying to be where Levi Kemp is, man. Like I said, what does it take, man? What do you got to look out for? You know, where to watch out for? What do you need to be that type of person?
First of all, you got to have hard work, dedication. I mean, if you ain't got those two things, then it's no point in even doing it. You know, you got to watch out because anybody will sell you a dream. They'll tell you what they can and can't do. You know, well, they'll tell you what they can do. They won't tell you what they can't do. That's just how they do. That's just how they suck you in. Bottom line is, get on the internet, get on Wikipedia, whatever social network you get on. Study, learn about the business, because what people fail to realize is, when it comes to the entertainment business, it is 95% business, 5% music. When you got to go in there, you got to, first of all, you got to get your look together. You got to get your outfit, everything. Your audience, your demograph, you know, the people that you're trying to reach to. And then after that, then the label has to figure out how they're going to market you, what part of the quarter are they going to market you, first, second, third, or fourth quarter, and then you get in the studio. You don't just get, you know, sign your name on a dotted line and jump straight into the studio. It's just not what you do. I hate to crush anybody's dreams, but that's just not what you do.
A lot you gotta do, man. Like I said, I'm trying to step it up. Things you say, man, the shit I've been trying, like I said, lately, trying to get a couple of pictures done. Like, okay, niggas, because like you just said, niggas you gotta be marketable. You know, usually it's crazy because you know me, Leo. You know, I don't care. Like, that's the crazy part.
Yeah,
man.
I do.
But you have to care though, huh? But you gotta care. Like you said, it's not just about music, y'all. It's business. And that's the coldest part, but that's where you get the differences. That's where you, even right now, it's not a bad thing. That's where you separate people like me and people like Levi. You see, Levi understands the business aspect of it. He took the time to learn, to study, to be like, you know what, I need to do this, 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 and this. You know what I mean? He don't put in that extra work. You know what I mean? He be doing that. He do his homework. You know, he do Sunday classes. You know, he get his info, but that's real, and that's how it should be, man. Like I said, maybe if I stop smoking, I'll be a little bit more motivated, but that's not going to happen either, so I don't know. Yeah, fuck it.
Nah,
Levi, man.
It ain't. Some people don't, I mean, hey, smoking is what you do. Some people, that's how they function. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's
no. I didn't mean it. I was just throwing it out there, but yeah. But I got to get on. But like you were saying, though, man, for real, like, really, y'all got to get out there steady, because there's a lot of people out there. That's one reason why I'm not doing it, I think, Levi, because, like I said, I know that there's so many people out there trying to fuck you, and I've been in certain situations that it's like, I don't even want to do what I got to do to get out there to even deal with these people, that, you know, because you got to watch them. You got to watch everybody, especially the higher up you go, the closer you got to watch people, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I'm in the predicament I'm in now. I started my own label because, you know, I can't fuck myself. It's just not humanly possible, you know. So that way, you know, my whole aspect of it, you know, my label is not designed. I'm not going to throw you out a whole bunch of money. My whole thing is, as you see, I put my artists out there. You know, if they own my song or if they got their own song, I put them out there. That's just basically, I got to help you get to the point to where you're trying to go. But the moment you feel like you ready to leave the nest, then okay, go ahead and leave the nest. You know,
right.
Just hopefully you have paid attention to everything that I have taught. And, you know, because this whole thing, and just like me, you know, once I finish, you know, I'm probably going to break a lot of women's hearts, you know, but I'm putting the mic down for a little bit, and I'm going to take that trip to L.A., and I'm going to start exploring that acting side.
Oh.
You know, Levi's going to hit the big screen.
Oh, the movie man now, huh? Okay, man, you got to get all the money. You got to get it all. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And then it's always good, though, like I said you put the mic down, but like I said, you done your music thing. It's not like you really got anything to prove. You know, you can do that. You know what I mean? You're in a position you can be like, I don't want to do this no more right now. Like, I can go do this, and it's not something that you can always pick up just when you're ready to do it anyway. I mean, it's not like you're losing anything.
Yeah, I mean, because once you get a fan base, you'll never lose your loyal fans. They will always be there. You know those. You know, you got your fly by night fans, and you got your loyal fans, and then of course you got your groupies. A groupie is just gonna be there as long as you in the limelight. And the moment she get what she wants, which is her own TV show or whatever, you just that one nigga on her totem pole that she done got you, now she done moved on. That's it. Your fly by night fans, those are the ones, as long as you hot, they rocking with you. But your true fans, it don't matter if you put out one song a year, an album every 6-7 years, it don't matter if you getting, you know, like, let's take the Ja Rule and 50 situation. You know, if you know, Ja still got loyal fans. Those are his true fans.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I ain't one of them. Go ahead.
But it's just bottom line is you got to pick and choose. I mean, you got to have your fans, and not to mention you got to, well, people fail when, and as artists, me as an R&B singer, I'm not going to appeal to the niggas. I'm just not going to appeal to the niggas. You know, when I drop, you know, shit like The Streets, When It Rains, It Pours, A Lot on My Mind, then that appeals to the niggas. You know, but Standing Ovation, Crazy Places, Camera Shy, you know, Play Fight, that's what it was. Now, which side,
let me ask you this real quick. Now, which side, like I said, I know both sides, man. Which do you prefer? You prefer R&B? You prefer the, you know what I mean? It's still lyrics either way, man, but you prefer the R&B or you prefer rap? Which works better for you? Or which do you prefer?
I can't even call it, man, because, you know, when I'm just, I'm a R&B nigga at heart, but at the end of the day, it's just, I have a personal, you know, I have a life story that I feel like I need to tell, and I can't tell it through singing. I can't, you know, I'm that pretty boy face, lovey-dovey, you know, jock type cocky motherfucker. So I'm going to sing to the, I'm just going to drop out all type of sex songs. I'm 2012, you know, I'm baby R. Kelly, but I ain't gonna piss on nobody.
You know? Yeah. No, you gotta piss on these niggas, man. Sometimes you gotta piss on a motherfucker, man. Fuck them.
Nah, I ain't gonna piss on them. I shit on them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna piss on
them. man, like I said, man, it's been good hearing you, man. Nice update, man. Like, there's a lot going on, brother. We're gonna come out to LA. About to do the tour. We wait for that, man. We gonna pump it real big over here on the West Coast, man. You know, Bang Out got your back.
You need to tell Boss Lady we hitting Vegas too, man.
Oh, I mean, we there. I'll let her know what's up, man. Like I said, I'll be out there too. Fuck it, man. If you're on the West Coast, we fucking with you. So that's all there is to it. You ain't got to say nothing but a word. But man, are you gonna be able to hanging out for the rest of the show, man? Or you got business, man? I know you're doing a lot. So I don't want to.
Yeah, I got business to handle, man. I'm gonna check back in on Wednesday.
But it's all good, man. Like I said, thanks for checking in. Got the update on my man, Levi Cad, doing big things. Like I said, you were one of my first, like, I think it's not my first. Like, I think you were, you know, no homo and shit, but like my first ever interview, I think, if I go back and check the records. But you was at least one of the, you know what I mean, and you've been fucking with your boy. So I got your back, too. You already know that, man. So thanks for checking in. Good luck on everything, man. Make sure you keep me updated on the dates on the tour. So, you know, Nate come out and do his thing with you. Make sure, you know, you let me know about the tours. Make sure you keep me updated on the music, man, at all times. And one more time, let them know where they can find your stuff. Let them know where they can find you at out there in the world, man. Because, like I said, they're going to want to track you down. And then we're going to get the Daggers double play. Let them know, Levi. All
right, man. You know what? I ain't even going to tell you where you can find me. Look, just get on Google and Google me. LEVICEV. Just Google Levi Cab. I'm everywhere. Just Google me.
And speaking of Google, real quick, thanks to y'all, I want to say this as well, now that he's said Google. If y'all Google Slap Sundays and West Coast Wednesdays, y'all going to find your boy's show. I don't know how they've got on Google already, but this is the first time Dagger's ever been on Google for anything. I don't care if it's the radio show. So that's y'all talking about the show. Thank you. Like I said, it's all Google. So, like I said, you want to look for Levi Cab, remember what he just said, y'all, Google him. My man Lion's on Google. I think if you hit Google for anybody, at least over here on Slap Sundays, you're going to find us all. We all Google worthy over here. So that's the business, y'all.
Exactly.
But thanks, Levi Cap, for checking in again, man. You know, as always, you're always welcome to check in with your boy. Good luck with everything. We're about to get in Daggers double play, and then we're going to get my panel back after this, y'all, and get back on Mother's Day, all right? It was good talking to you, boss man, and we'll catch you next time, all right?
All right, man.
All right, boss. And Right now on Dagger's Double Play, y'all. Brand new with it, boys. Is we fucking? Let's go.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right? So put the kids to bed. With it, boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking? Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
Feels so good. I'll put that on us.
From the jump, when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass, passing up for what I wanted, so drop it. I'm smashing and she knowing I'm on it, like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up, light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it out. But I like a full hair slap at the titty grab. Got a choke because she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go. Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on us. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want to tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. The faces exchange, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk at house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies hanging ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Monster, penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Ride a Mac and baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave an it some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way, and the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shed and begin to blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on us. Feels so good, and I'll put that on us.
Oh shit. Right now. The Dagger. Yo Mama Production. We got another one.
Hey Riz, I'm gonna need you to put some fuck on
out these spots.
When you mix that down.
Yeah. I'm gonna tease y'all with the hook real quick. Riz, bring it in once real quick.
Is the booty big?
Yes.
Is the booty soft?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it
come
all.
Come on.
show it all. Show it all.
Yeah, that was just a sample. But now we're going to get ready. Now that y'all know what I'm on, y'all know what this song's about. If you got ass, bring it to the dance floor.
Is the booty bad?
Yes.
Is
okay.
The booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Woo.
Show it all. Show it all.
Yes.
Is the booty bad?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all.
Y'all ready?
Show it all.
Ladies, how you doing?
Daggerton.
To help you represent, you tried to squeeze your ass in a skirt. Nope.
Didn't fit.
When it comes to butt, you got a grip. Don't you ever be a chick. Get all in no booty. Having bitches hanging on your neck. As for me, I'm loving it. Pick it up and drop it low. Move that ass and shake it faster. Get close and
ride slow.
Let me see your rodeo. Show me how to booty ride. Smooth skin.
Gotta glide.
I may even slip and slide. I ain't even got a lot to turn around and there's a proof. Arch it back and make it clap. I love the way you execute. Another plus, kinda cute. Smelling good. Need to take a last chick. Had a lot of butt, but had a butterface. Be careful when you see your booty, even though it's round and brown. He's ugly with no titty.
What happened
when she turns around? I ain't here to clown, I'm only here to speak the truth and hope that every woman with a booty out there getting loose.
Is the booty bad?
Yes.
Is the booty strong?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty bad?
Yes.
Is the booty strong?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
Tell me why you acting scared. Let the dagger make it clearer. Just pretend that you at home by yourself in the mirror. I know how women do. You look at what your booty do. Practice makes perfect. When you're ready, show it all, boo. Up and down the avenue, in the club or on the pole. That booty got a lot of jelly, baby. Can you make it roll? Show me that you in control. Confident without a fear. I'll grab you like I'm Scorpion and tell that ass.
Get over here.
Sorry that I jumped the gun. Dagger's starting to have fun. You can't even hide that ass. So arch your back and give me some. Or turn and run away. The dagger don't got time to play. That bitch got so much booty that she put the rest on layaway. Thinks I'm gonna pay the play.
Nope.
Never, bitch, go get your own. You got a booty, but you broke. Leave me the fuck alone. Dagger doesn't pay to play. So
okay.
A trick I'll never be.
Nope.
I'm closer to a pimp. Cause some bitches always paying me.
Is the booty bad?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty bad?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show
Come
it
on.
All.
You got the biggest ass I ever seen up on the Atlas. You got on granny panties.
Yeah.
Bitch, not attractive. I hate it when a woman got a booty, but she treated wrong. Booty shorts, boy shorts, G-string, or a thong. It's all a booty needer. Don't wear any, let it breathe. Plus the tat above it makes me smile like I'm saying. Gotta stop and freeze. Let the booty wobble by. Heels are like hydraulics to a booty. Got it sitting high. Do you be getting high? Power feels a just trick. I do them all in one. I'm going hard. Don't gotta think. I need a hypey chick. Thick. I don't need a square. But if you wanna come to the
dork store,
I'll take you there. We can do it anywhere. Trust I'll treat that body well and have you please screaming for the dagger like I'm 112. Met a chick, her dad was black, her mama was a Navajo. Worked her booty like a pro, I screamed out.
Is the booty bad?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all. Is the booty bad?
Yes.
Is the booty song?
Yes.
Put that arch in your back, girl. Show it all. Show it all. Show it all.
So I understand you just got back from Iraq.
For real? Yo, what's it like?
What's it like? What I'm supposed to say to that? It was cool. There was bitches. Okay, there was bitches, but a lot of them had, you know, they was covered up in them curtains and stuff they be wearing. But I digress. It was war. It was war, basically. War. You know what that's like? Like shooting, bombs blowing up, and you know, this scared me. It scared the out of me. Matter of fact, I myself over a dozen times and ran out of toilet paper after the second time. So, you know what that meant, right? I had to use the thumb, man. It was kind of nasty. But, you know, the good thing about it was they stopped taking me out on patrol because my name became Snake Bomb. You know what I'm saying? They said, you know, I was giving away our position because of the smell. That was fine with me, you know what I'm saying? They wanted to leave me back. And I was like, well, y'all go ahead on, because I don't need y'all anyway. I'm rich, bitch.
Check out my boy the Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And, of course, we chilling, we maxing, relaxing. It is Slap Sundays, and we just trying to play these slappers from the top independent artists from all around the world, as well as trying to slap the stupidity out of some of y'all dumb motherfuckers out there. And, yes, today is Mother's Day, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about mothers. Levi Canada checked in with me. Let's see who else. Let's see if we get the panel back in. Let's see who's still in the building. Hold on. Going down the list. Lion, you there? Still no Lion. Okay, that's good. That's cool. I'm not tripping. Yeah. Let's see. Next. Hold on. Going down the list. Down the list. Am I A still in the building? Oh, wait. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, good. Got you in. All right. Let's see. Keep going. Hold on. Can we do this?
Die.
Ashton Martin, still good?
Take off.
Nah, see, it's cool. Niggas be working and shit, I understand, but as long as y'all chilling, maxing, and relaxing, but y'all got to press 1 again, and that lets me know that y'all don't want to be talking to me because y'all got these little symbols next to y'all phone numbers and shit that says that y'all want to holler at your boy, so that's why I be bringing y'all in. But it's okay. We just going to keep it mushing. Keep it pushing, keep it moving. Let's see if we can get in. Hold on, got to... trying to get this out there. 310-0950. Hold on.
Somebody's
calling. 0950. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I can't. We'll try to get in a second. I'm sorry. I couldn't. But it was cracking. But, Damn, man, 2 hours is not long enough to really talk and do what we want to do over here on Slap Sunday. So we always got to squeeze in time where we can, y'all. But let's see. What I want to talk about now, really, you know, let's get on the other side of mothers. Like, you know, y'all talking to y'all ladies out there that aren't good mothers. You know, that's not doing what y'all supposed to be doing. That's taking advantage of your kids and using your kids for like false things. Y'all that don't give a fuck about your kids at all. Some of y'all don't even know where your kids is right now. You know, it's technically...
Like,
right now, I have no idea where your fucking kids are. I'm talking to y'all that don't care when your kid runs out in the street that you be hoping that little motherfucker get hit. You know, y'all that just really just don't care. And
not hoping they get hit.
But y'all know what I'm talking about. I mean, I think everybody knows somebody like that. And that's the sad part about it is because, I mean, for one, you got to really think about how many mothers there are in the world. Y'all got to think. Every person that's walking around, anybody that's walking has a mother. So just think about that, number one. Anybody walking around came from somebody. When nobody's cloning people, nobody's creating things or whatever, motherfuckers are born out of a woman. So there are a lot of mothers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of them, out of all those mothers, hell no, not all of them are good. Trust. I don't even know what the percentage is on good mothers and everything now. I probably should have done some research. I'm probably just sure there is a statistic somewhere, but I don't know. I'm up in the air about that because I see a lot of stories. I see now a lot of news stories with kids that get snatched away from their parents so fast over certain things. And you know, I see things where parents still have their kids that they shouldn't. You know, they're doing just enough to keep their motherfuckers. And it's like, I'm not going to call kids
motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I just think things are like that, too. And that's sad because a kid, having a child is a beautiful thing. That's you. That's who you are. That's a part of you. So how can you not care, not want to know where your kid is, or just not being a proper mother? Like, that's not good, you know?
I mean, I'm glad that's why I'm saying I don't think I'm that's why I personally feel I'm not ready for kids. I mean, if I was supposed to have a kid, I think I would have had one by now. But like I said, I just don't really think I'm ready because I don't, and this is just being, you know, this is Darius speaking on his own thing and what I feel is that I don't want my kids to have to go through any of the type of shit that I had to go through. That's just how I feel, you know, and if I can't provide, you know, and if I know that everybody's going to go through their own issues, their own problems and everything, you know, you can't protect your kids from everything. But I don't want them, like I said, you don't want your kids
to go through the same bullshit you went through. I mean, that's why, like I said, my parents tried so hard. That's why my mom tried so hard. She probably did have some hard times at some point in life and doesn't want me to repeat those mistakes. But on one hand, you got to let your kids grow up. Because, see, that's another thing I noticed. There are a lot of kids out there that are attached too much to their parents. I don't know if y'all feel what I'm saying. You know what I mean? As they're too attached. Have no kind of independence, and that's not a good thing either. Trust me, you don't want your kid to be 100% all the way independent on you, but independent, all the way dependent on you. Well, hold on, let me check and see if I check my little situation. Set up 310-0950. We try one more time. You got Dagger, what it do? I almost want to play guess what's in that background. What do you think that is? Hold on. Let's bring it back in one more time. Hold on. Let's see if we can guess what that is real quick. Quick side note. Sorry, y'all.
It sounds like somebody in a car.
A car? I don't know. You think that's a car? I don't know. It sounds like I'm in somebody. It sounds like somebody's pocket or something. But I wouldn't understand why they would be in their pocket. And, you know,
that's
I don't understand.
Music.
That's funny though. I don't know. If you got a guess on what that might be, you know, hit up a nigga Facebook or something. But but no, y'all. But yeah, a lot of y'all just don't need to be, shouldn't even be having kids. Some of y'all need to get y'all kids snatched away. And
you know
really,
what? A lot of people are having kids at young ages, you know, like super, super young, like having kids. And, you know, they really don't know how to take care of a baby correctly because they haven't even grown up themselves.
And like I was just saying, there are, listen to this, y'all, there are enough mothers in the world. So I don't understand why people are trying to rush to become a mother. You know, it's not like the world has a shortage of mothers. You know what I mean? It's like, so all these young girls and everything are coming up nowadays. I don't know what y'all are in such a hurry for. I said this many times, too. I don't know what the rush is. You got your whole life to live certain things, to do certain things. And then it's not even the whole family thing. Like I said, I'm old school when it comes to this type of subject. You know what I mean? I want the family thing, the husband, the wife, the kids, the house and everything. But some of y'all, single mothers, I've seen girls that just want a baby. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck who's by the baby daddy. I don't care who the baby daddy is. He doesn't even got to be in the picture. I'll do it all myself. I don't care. This, that. I just want to be a mama. I don't want to have a baby. Babies are not toys.
They want to be a mama, and they think they just want to have a baby. It's really hard taking care of another human being, whether it's a baby or an adult. Like, try that out before you try having a baby. Try taking care of somebody else.
And I mean, and you can't take, I said this before too, you cannot take care of something else if you can't take care of yourself. You know, and then you're going to wind up blaming the kid. I've seen that so many times. I see all these girls out here mad at the kid, like it's the kid's fault the kid was born or that she got pregnant or whatever. That kid didn't have nothing to do with shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you the one that fucked up. You did that.
Have a baby by a guy because they popping right now, or you know they really don't know that person. They just, oh, I want to be his baby mama. Like, that's not cute at all. Like, for real, stop it.
What's going on in the world? I don't. It's just really unfamiliar right now. One thing I do know that there are more people, a lot more girls and everything getting pregnant now than it has been in a long time. You know, pregnancy, I remember when pregnancy used to be the number one thing you didn't want. When did the game change? I remember times when girls used to be so scared of getting pregnant. I mean, when I first started fucking and everything and started doing my thing or whatever and was trying to get some and shit. And like I said, I'm glad them girls were smart enough then in them days too, back in the day, at least the ones I was messing with. Because, you know, I was a young, super dumb nigga. Because, you know, I started early, like 12, but, you know, around like 15, 16, I wasn't really caring. And, I would have probably been one of them dumb niggas on Teen Mom or something like that. But I always mess, you know, with smart girls at least. You know, I don't really attract dummies, or at least, you know, but back to what I was saying. Back in the day, them bitches used to be so scared of getting pregnant, no matter what I tried to, like, no, you got to, you know, I would almost get ready to get in and get it popping. She made me stop, put my clothes on, go to the store to get condoms, and then come back and take it down. That's right. I'm glad she did that shit. Now I'm so happy.
I was mad then,
but at the same time, like I tell y'all ladies all the time, ladies have the power. Y'all gotta realize it. If a nigga want it that bad, he'll do certain things. He'll jump through little hoops that you gonna have him do in order to get it. You know what I mean? This is, or if he gonna not do that and go do something else, then it wasn't worth your time. You need to set your shit up or whatever. But that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm simply saying that. When did it change? When did becoming pregnant be a good thing?
I think it just has a lot to do with being seen and with being heard. And, you know, everybody feels that, oh, I want to have a baby. Like, a lot of young people are having kids and, you know, or they feel like they don't have a family and they want to make their own family. Or sometimes it just happens. You know, sometimes, you know.
No, but see, yeah, sometimes, but even at that, it doesn't, we all know that when you fucking without a condom and niggas is busting up in you and everything like that, we all know that that gonna lead to pregnancy. Especially
yeah,
some of y'all.
We all know that.
Exactly. There, and your chances increase. Like I said, even if you want to be out here raw dogging or doing that kind of thing, at least pull out, at least increase your chances a little bit. But niggas, this is what I'm talking about. People just don't care. And I'm even talking more so to ladies because, like I said, ladies, y'all the ones that get pregnant. This is what it's like I said, niggas, you see that plenty of people talk. Niggas get girls pregnant, and then you're the one that's pregnant, and that nigga's gone. I mean, I don't know how many times we got to see it. We see it on TV, see it in movies, see it in real life. Somebody in your family probably did it. You know what I mean? I know a lot of motherfuckers that done did that shit. On both ends. I know single mothers, and I know the guys that done left their parents, you know, their baby mamas and shit or whatever. It's
yeah,
because,
you know, some people just grow out of it. Like, you want to be with that person, and it's like, oh, like, I'm feeling you for the moment. Maybe we are meant to be together, but, you know, some people just grow out of it. You know, that's a lot of stories I heard, because I always hear my homegirls, because, like, all my homegirls, most of them have kids. You know, I'm talking about 21 and younger and older. So I'm like, why you not with your baby daddy no more? Like, what's going on? It's like, oh, fuck that nigga. He didn't want to get a job or he not take care of responsibilities. And I'm like, hold on. Didn't you know, like, them tricks before you decided to have his baby or before you was, like, even taking the consequences of having his baby? Like, you know, that's messed up. Like,
people just don't, like I said, and I'm going to say it again, I'm going to keep saying it. People is in too much of a hurry. Y'all don't know a motherfucker within a month, 2 months, talking about you love him, this, that, whatever. You know what I mean? You don't, y'all don't know what people are in such a rush for. Pay attention. Take your time. Look at the people you're dealing with. Because like I said, there's so many people that fuck my baby mama, fuck my baby daddy, but there's a lot of kids and there's a lot of mothers that out there that's just in the middle of all this bullshit.
Yeah, and it's also a lot of kids that's being put up for adoption, you know, a lot of females that's having abortions, you know, it's a lot that's really going on, like, with females nowadays and when it comes to parenting.
And me personally, I may be an asshole by saying this or whatever, but hey, this is how I feel. I'm sorry. I believe in abortion, you know, I feel personally, like I said, I may be an asshole, this is my opinion, it's nobody else's. Especially because a lot of situations, a lot of people, a lot of the girls that shouldn't be having kids that wind up having kids wind up coming up, you know what I mean? That kid winds up being fucked up. These are the people that are in those single-home relationships that are out here doing bad things, that are out here fucking off shit. Half the people in jail are from single, you know, probably a lot of people in jail are from single-parent homes. You know, shit like that. It's like, or guys that have died. I'm not talking about random strangers that get killed within the violence and shit or whatever, but I'm talking about niggas that go out of their way to pop a cap at another motherfucker and shit, just don't care about their lives and shit. Why waste time? Why? Because that's what it leads to. I mean, a lot of these people in these situations, I'm sorry, I'd just rather be like, just just why bring a kid into the world if the kid's going to grow up and be fucked up? Now, of course, that's messed up because you don't know what's going to happen and, you know, it's all different and everything. But I believe if we actually break down the stats and we look at the stats or some shit, I bet that'll probably come into play. So,
sure, and that's what, I mean, a lot of people are getting abortions. Like, I feel it's like it's your choice. If you want to get an abortion or if you have a miscarriage or however it happens, you want to take the day after pill, it's your choice. But at the end of the day, you still know that you're still opening up yourself to consequences. Take responsibility. Maybe some people need to have kids at an early age because that's what gets their life going and get started. You know, just think before you act. You know, don't let nobody else make the decisions for you when it comes to, you know, you and your body.
You do have to take responsibility for your actions. But it's if you can't step up to the plate, then it's like don't even try. You know, I'm sorry that may be fucked up or whatever. Some people just aren't cut out to be parents. Some people shouldn't be parents. Some people make fucked up choices.
Some people just aren't cut out to be parents.
They just don't need to do it. And so I would rather them just not do it and just in that situation than bring someone into the world who can either grow up to harm somebody else or will be harmed all through their childhood and everything like that, or because they're going to be harmed because they're in a fucked up situation where nobody was able to take care of them. Either way, it's fucked up, and it's not their fault. That's just what I want to say about that. But what we're going to do real quick, y'all, we're going to take it. For those that missed last week, you know, I did the world premiere of the Cypher, the Bang Out Cypher. So we're going to replay last week's Cypher, and I still got new Cyphers coming in from some of the top artists. So, again, y'all, if y'all want to get in on the Bang Out Cypher or rep your crew, your city, whatever, make sure you get at me on the email again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I'll send you the beat, and I'll send you the information on what you need to do. Then you get it back to me, and we're going to throw it right in rotation on the Bang Out Cypher, all right? So for the first official Bang Out Cypher, we're about to run it back again with my nigga Lion, Self-Ex Music, and the Witted Boys. Let's go. Yeah. Nigga Lion going to start it off for us. Again. Yeah. As you should, my nigga. All right, hold on. You ready? Let him go.
I was cool with the kingdom. Now niggas talk like they freed us. This is not a threat for you, King Dunn. Make promises. Bomb like Muhammad. Ain't C-72 versions since the fifth grade. Niggas think it's all rhymes. Straight facts. I can take you way back. Introduce you to new shit. Would've smashed Nunu, but she was smashing who knew? After Wayne could've fucked with the bitch. Good business decision, I guess. I know bitches in the business are leaving dumber niggas in debt. I'm making money in reps. You're still not part of the set. I tell them, go get out on the bench. I want my money legit. Getting tired of this hustling shit. Make enough just to pay off the rent. A few accents back to the hustle like Aladdin. Would've got a lamp, but they say I'm too bright. They say I'm going sign no hype. In the studio, I'm in it all night. Catch me early with your girl, though. Sorry if you hurt, but a king gotta conquer his earth. I should've been a star since my birth. He was dropped at birth. Can't compare king to a dawn, rain to a shower. We just some young kings gain power. On top of a throne that ain't ours. Niggas get devoured in the jungle. Lions gotta eat. And every nigga spittin' sounds sweet. I'm probably at the beach with your chick on your chick at the beach. Sorry if my thoughts ain't complete. You niggas ain't far from defeat. Soft on your feet. You really should watch what you speak. You talk in a song when we meet.
Bang Our Radio. Jagger, just looking on this. It's a cipher. Self-explanatory music. Category. Chuck Boogie. IDKY. Yep. Quiet Storm. Get him.
Look, I be that fat guy bringing lyrical fitness. I'm the wizard, y'all the soul's apprentice. Even with the coldest black heart, you couldn't stomp the yard with a menace. No matter if you rugged or raw with the first name Dennis. Not happening, I'm scrapping your paw, you're crashing your thoughts. Size 13, no name brand, realigning your jaw with the heaviest balls, equivalent to none of you stars. But worse than the shittiest creek, you're still better than y'all's. Except for the flaws, you homos clowns, juggling balls, no pause needed. But Victoria was the best kept secret. Please believe it, the job is done. My take on the 16 is a mosh pit. Who camp in the 80 mile I'll run. Dragon fresh and let the steam through. I'm super, that's all that I'm saying. Release these bars so they can go. Cool. Self-X is here to take the spot. Bottom line, it's your bottom time. I'm sick in the flu with swine.
Turn to the new jack, a nigga with cool cap. Who you know who fit that description of flow that way, way. 80s baby to a new millennium. Filling them up, words like helium. Yeah, boy, they feeling them. Give me what you got wherever you scoop. I'm taking your loot. Cock game and shoot. No time for fairy tales. Make them hopscotch from the heat rocks that I spit. Not from NY, boy, but word to my mama. I hit them with the llama. Persona potent like Kush marijuana. Smoking quick, you a choke, man. First runner up, my last name win. Save me, Lord, from this ratchetness life I live. Too many left, don't know what's right. Even out of uniforms, yeah, I still hold stripes. Vigilante symptoms, I see things at night. Worst case scenario, ratio 9-1. Infrared explode, reload.
Well, I guess I gotta be the one to keep this going. Each component that I'm made of is the same as the disease is dormant. Give me a dime, some time to rhyme, and a beat that's open. And you can see who shines by which line the people's quoting. I'm like a beast, I'm luring rappers in a foreign trap. Getting bones to crack, flowing easy like I toured with Zap. Ignore the facts, I put you down like I was Warren Sapp. Hitting a quarterback, even Madden would have to throw a flag. I'll poke and slash your throat and laugh just to pour the last quarter gas over the open gas till you slowly pass. I know I'm a trip, not a hatter, but no, I'm mad. I'm a rapper at a self-explanatory's lab. Does it matter that I beat cheeks and girls go eat-eat when I hold them down by the throat till they speak like Keek Sneak? This ain't a cipher, this a meet and greet. Hi, I'm ID, the one to leave the streets in complete defeat.
I'm so Frank Lucas, without the runny mouth. Make your girl go down so much she thought it was my house. Make her seem big, I know a humming ball slow. Castro flow when I write lines of dope. Smash you with the different words on scope to blast. Fuck dope and large back, together they whack. Average cats better ease back. Form Voltron without the black hat. Ass mac and fees make lungs collapse. Having sex before marriage is a sin. I guess I keep fucking till I disappear like gin. I'm the truth in this booth, just makes you a dare. You showing your ass, you worse than screw with no underwear. Fuck a devil, keep my 40 in the brown bag. Piss on these young MCs, even got R. Kelly mad. Break it down in the reaper bag. Silent shot to the back, laser tag. Make a strip for the key mag. Show it to a preacher dad, write it in my ether pad. Playing with your bitch all in my lap. I'm a beast in this habitat. My vocab stab these lab rats. For fucking up the backpack rap.
Geek certified gold, stop the press. Bitch ass nasty, put the rest when I rap. Nigga, you fucking with a self-ex vet. Live and direct from the school of hard. Now, come test, flip a bitch to fuck a hoe. Put all my niggas, yo, in the bump. The homies can't have none of this. It's written, yo, shit. Can't be touched, MC Hammer shit. Moving with the baddest bitch, you gotta come to where I'm from. Anthony Hamilton, ha, freak him out and get right. Hit the wash and the ride, hit the mall and get fly. Can't deny, I'm that type of guy. I'll get tossed in the grease, kill breast and fry. Biscuit on the side, test me suicide. Got enough niggas out of rush from the east to the west side. Meet you in the middle, wherever you wanna take it, yo. Knock, knock, get some in. This ain't a riddle though, nigga.
Aw, oh, shit. Hoodbound. West Coast. With it, boys. Uh-huh. We're going to do it like this. Up first, Ryder Chalk.
West with it.
A.K.A. West with it. Yo. Go ahead. Let them know.
Shots fired, prior dealings with the trifling prices. When you raise with them hustles and titans, guzzle waves in these streets, bro, I'm praying for better days. Till then, I'ma set these trends and currency trade. Praise my block where I was taught and develop my game. Cousins and Chevys, I'm about to ride big wheels and figure eight. I'm product of the streets, the crevices of inner cities, toting a pistol for discrepancies and beat, yeah. Point the finger at the bad guy. Haters are rivals from the vinyl side when I hollow twig of the twine. Freaking cushion, hitty, bending corners in the semi. Don't be next to skinnies in the facility. Raw with the Holocaust, all wins, no loss. Two pounds, fade them all. We wear the belt in the crown. West side is known as tickle the city. Niggas spit, they eat the venom mixed with pistol packing precision. Relentless treason, bust the bleed. All seasons, give me a reason. One by one, your homie, your family deleted. Ride a chalk with that rider shit. I spit that rider shit with a venom, bitch.
Uh oh. Yo. Fresh with it, fresh with it, aka Nympho the Grizzil. Mac Machete the Madman. Yo, are you ready? Are you ready? Alright, I was just making sure. Hold on, let me step back. Go ahead, handle that shit.
Nympho when I'm in trip mode, explode on contact. Like a hollow point press, I spit like a mini Mac. Attack and detach your head from your spleen. Machete the madman, gangster guillotine. The king of the terrain, I roam the plains with two pistols. Take fade to fade, take her addressing all issues. Assumptions, presumptions, anybody killer? Them, him, her, and you, all y'all nigga. My trigger gold plated, my nigga don't hate it. I'm gon' state it, bitch, I'm the greatest of all time. What you see on TV. Unload, reload, repeat until they sleep. Street tactic warrior, territory time bomb. Known as Nympho, knocking niggas out with napalm. Annihilate a poser from the shoulders, you can get it. I tried to told you, I fought Kimbo on you bitches. A ghetto culture soldier, hang hoodlum hood bound. With it, boy, affiliate, gunning your hood down. You hood now? What? Your wretched mouth, bitch, I'm a psycho. Shooting off my strap, crack your face. Then bash and break your cranium. I'm a wild animal, bitch. It ain't no taming them. Aiming for the throat all day, every day. This is everybody chase.
Uh oh. Yeah. It's my turn. The dagger. LA, West Coast all day.
Shit.
Gotta introduce myself and shit. My turn. Yeah. Your turn, nigga. 4DB with it. 4DB with it. Yeah. With it, boys.
Dagger's never been the type to step away from the mic. I play the game a lot smart, so I ain't looking to fight. Because I'm not right inside me, there's a person that even scares me. I keep warning people that
you won't like me when I'm angry.
But they never listen, I guess they itching just to take me out. Claiming that they big and bad when all they do is run their mouth. Like they got this, like they got that, a lot of weed, fat stacks. Talk like that around the home, easy way to get you jacked. Don't let your guns flap when you're walking through these city streets. LA is full of cannibals, these niggas gotta kill to eat. I'm only killing beats, but Sunday's almost gonna cross the line. I kill you and your family and go to work
feeling fine.
I'm just making music while I stay as high as possible. Use it to analyze a nigga down to my hair follicles. Feeling sorry for these niggas, cause daggers a different caliber. If I was a long sword, my alias would be Excalibur. Still ain't got a manager, cause don't nobody fuck with me. Keep it real at all times, that's the only way I know to be. Don't talk about money, I don't got shit, I'm flat broke. But got the kind of game to make your bitch wanna deep throat. I'm so dope like crack, you sniff me, you catch your head high. And now I got feeling for a nigga like a Muslim with a bean pie. Don't sweat the small shit, play it cool and I let it go. And only
bang out,
it's a pussy or on the radio. Dagger so incredible, but fuck, the Hulk is taking over. Never hit the brakes for niggas, full speed,
run them over.
Drunk, high, but never sober. Issues I got way too many, and I just make money, get high and rep my fucking city.
Westside, LA,
don't do the twist of the tangle, cause we all some little devils from the city of angels. So you can try to take me out, but you winning ain't even probable. Even with Tom Cruise, that mission is still impossible.
Give it up.
That's right, y'all. Slap Sunday, the Dagger, LA West Coast all day. That was the first bang out cipher, all right? Lion from the Den, you know what I mean? K-Wise, self-explanatory music, and the Witty Boys out of the West Coast. But I mean, every time I get a new cipher from a new crew, I'm going to throw it in there. We're going to have new ciphers. Like I said, that's my new thing. I love that beat. I feel anybody could rip that beat, or you should be able to rip that beat if you're an artist and it gives you a lot of time and, you know, space to do what you want to do. So represent your crews, and if you want to get in on that, remember, again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Let me know, and I'll get you the beat to you so you can send it back, and we can add it to the cipher, all right? But, of course, again, damn, where does the fucking time go, y'all? But I got to get up out of here, Another Slap Sunday is coming to an end. 2 hours is definitely not enough time. It's just way too much pity to try to slap out of people, too much real people to talk to, and just too much to fit into 2 hours, and I don't know. I can't extend the show further than 2 hours, and I guess I got to free up some more time. Maybe I'll do some more shows during the week or something. I got to figure something out because this just isn't enough time. So we're going to let my panel, or at least what's left of my panel, get their goodbyes out real quick and their shout-outs. MIA, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
All right, go ahead, Mila. Give your shout-outs out there. You know, any last day, Mother's Day things you want to say to anybody or anything?
I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that's out there. And, you know, just be more smart, you know, take care of yourself, take care of your kid. It's a beautiful thing, you know. Even if you are a single parent out there, you can do it because we are strong women. You know, we can survive. Yeah, with that being said, just party on, be happy, have fun.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for checking in my ear as always. You know, you're always welcome. Okay?
Thank you, no doubt.
No problem, no problem. Let's see, hold on. Dad, wait, hold on. I'm trying to bring in this. Got a had a late caller, but let's see if we can get him in here real quick before we shut him down. Him, her, whoever this is. Hold on. Straight out the hold on. Come on. Come on, work. Work. Well, again, y'all, like I said, this is Slash Sundays. It was a Mother's Day episode. I'm still trying to bring in this caller while I'm going to close out my show, and hopefully this person will pop in. So we'll... But, like I said, I want to shout out to all the, like I said, the real mothers out there. Like I said, y'all, other mothers, I don't got no respect for y'all for the things that y'all do, because y'all out there fucking the game up totally. But for real mothers, that single single mothers, family mothers, whatever mothers, if you're a mother and you're doing your thing as a mother, your children are taken care of, you're handling your business for them, you know, you're putting them first before yourself. If you're doing the right thing as a mother, then happy Mother's Day to you. The rest of y'all, step your fucking game up, all right? Point blank, period. And, hold on. 678-9138, you got Dagger, what it do?
What it do for it, Dagger? You already know this, your boy, Mr. Pills. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I appreciate the love, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the middle of these, signing these deals and stuff, so I ain't forgot about you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You already know.
It's nothing, man. You already know that, man. Like I said, you and Don doing the big things over there, man. You gotta check in a little bit earlier with me, man, instead of the end of the show. You know, be able to chop it up with you a little
bit. No doubt, no doubt. But I already know your thing, banging. So keep doing your thing. You feel what I'm saying? So shout out to everybody for Mr. Pills. You feel me?
Mr. Pills out the ATL, man. Hey, what time is it over there right now?
Man, it's 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. 3 hour difference. See, baby, that's why. Look at that, boy. Still checking in with your boy. But you was over there working, ain't you? Over there working, getting it in.
You already know it. Yeah. So I appreciate it.
No problem, Mr. Pills. Like I said, you sending them through, man. Hey, man, Mr. Pills, get your cap on the bang out cipher, man. You fuck with the cipher, man. I need the Mr. Pills cipher with you and your Pills.
Oh yeah, we can get it cranking. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to it. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying. So we'll get the cipher together and go ahead and shoot it to you for sure. Get some of these top cats on up.
Well, make sure email me real quick just to make sure I got it. You got my email, right? And then I'm going to reply on the email. I'm going to send you the beat back so y'all got the beat. And then I'll let y'all work. And then as soon as y'all done with it, just get it right back to me, all right?
Oh, that's the move, man. That's the move.
Yes, sir. I got the beat. So I'm going to send it straight to your email. And then as soon as it's done, just shoot it back to me, man. Mr. Pills, ATL, cipher. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Cipher going, bro.
Hey, man, you already know, man. Like,
you know,
I said, I'm going to get ready to sign.
And you know what I'm going to do? Let me load it up the right way. If I get enough ciphers, man, I'm going to run the whole Slap Sunday. It's going to be nothing but ciphers. You know, I'm going to do a cipher.
Okay.
I collect enough of them, we're going to go city to city and just cipher it up, y'all. So, y'all, I ain't bullshit. So, fuck with your boy. All right, Mr. Phil?
Hey, you already know.
All right, you already know, man.
Shut up. All right.
No, go ahead, Phil. Let's get your shout outs real quick.
Go ahead.
Oh,
man, I was just saying shout out to Big Cat Records, you know, Chocolate Tide Deluxe, you know what I'm saying, ENT, D Good Music, ENT, you know what I'm saying, all the people that affiliate themselves with Mr. Pills, you know what I'm saying, just go Google me, you know what I'm saying, MR period, PILLZ, or you can get at me at Mr. Pills 01 on Twitter, and my Facebook is Mario Johnson, you feel me, so I let your boy, it's official, you know what I'm saying. Who's drinking, who's smoking, and who turns
who
up? Why you know the albums are gonna drop, you know?
Hey, it turns up, man. All of them are slapping.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Yes, it's a lot going on, man. So, you know, I'm finally getting ready to sign these contracts, so that's the business.
That's what it is, man, as you should. So that's where it is, y'all. That's how we're going to close out this last Sunday today with Mr. Pills. As y'all know, every Sunday, 7 to 9. Again, shout out to all the mothers out there. The real mothers, fuck all y'all other mothers out there. Like I said, step y'all game up. No disrespect, but that's how I feel. Because, like I said, it pisses me off when these badass motherfucking kids be running around or whatever. And they good for nothing mama just sitting there looking at their little wild ass. But then if I trip this kid, if I trip him or I kick him in the face and tell him to stop, then I'm the bad person, right? That's why shit's all fucked up. But we couldn't get to the smoke session, y'all. I'm going to let my man Breeze ride us out on this Bob Bud. So whatever you smoked on, smoke it up now. Sit back, relax. We'll see y'all next week. from 7 to 9, and we'll see y'all on West Coast Wednesdays where we talk about them adult matters from 9 to 11, just a little bit later for the ladies, all right? See y'all next week, all last right. Sunday, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. We out.
I'm high all the time, that blue dream in Massacre, she got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that blue dream in Massacre, she got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt.
This is legal in California. You got your medical card, light up your marijuana, man, I'm gone. And I don't think I'm coming back. I smoke 3 blunts of the purple and stuff Jack and the Sheldon Black. I smoke the bomb. Shit, even my mama know it. Sorry, mama, I love the ganja. That's why I always blow it. I'm a fiend. Addicted to naturality. When the green is in my system, would you love me or be mad at me? Practically, the weed that you smoke, it's irrelevant, man. I blow it good, good enough to take out an elephant, man. The type of shit I bag and niggas buy if I'm selling it, man. Junior Reed, tell these niggas I'm the medicine man. AKA Mr. One a Month. I spit the THC to make a nigga wanna roll a blunt. Or better yet, probably make you wanna pack a bong. If you high as me, then sing along to the smoke.
I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time. That blue dream and Master Kush got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG Kush got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that blue dream and Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt.
What you want, sativa, indica? One have you turned down, the other have you turned up, they both bomb butt. That platinum, I had you stuck. I took one hit of the blunt and I start rapping like I was drunk. Close to 500 an ounce, that's what I'm talking about. I been had the keys to this game, probably lock you out. Blowing on that bubble kush hash, that'll knock you out. In the S5, windows up, hot boxing it out. I live my life like it's 420 every day. I blow a half an ounce a day, I hope I keep the back away. Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapole. Blowing on this train wreck, I hope it don't wreck my day. All this smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga
say, I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming Master Kush got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG Kush got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt.